I'm Steve Gurr. I am America's voice. God bless America. This is the Steve Gurr Show. Fierce and fearless. We are in pursuit of the truth each and every day. And thank you for being here. If you want the truth, you're about to get it. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, Iran may be as close as just 1 year away to having nuclear weapons. And the question is, will we let it happen or will we finally put a stop to it? Number two, Neil Young, the singer. He's finally reached a point of senility on par with old Joe Biden. Young has issued an ultimatum to Spotify saying it's Joe Rogan or me. Yeah, Neil, they paid him $100 million. Number three, but we get rolling today with some alternative voices, ones that have been banned all over, voices that go against the grain. We do that a lot here. So I want you to hear from some folks that have plenty to say but too often are shut down by the progressive media elites who think they have the right. No, make that the duty. To police what you are allowed to read, to see, or to hear. I mean, after all, they have spent years cultivating and refining and reevaluating the responses of the masses. And after investing so much in conditioned responses, they certainly don't want you to wander off and actually start thinking for yourselves. Come on. They spent entirely too much time and money to have that happen. And that's exactly why I give you more to consider, including people like Dr. Robert Malone, whose name alone can send progressives and socialists running for intellectual cover. They certainly don't want to hear that maybe everything they have been told, and everything they have said for the last 2 years may not be rooted in fact, but instead rooted in what they wanted to believe was fact. And that confirmational bias has taken over any critical thinking capacity they may have had to deal with the ever-changing narrative surrounding COVID-19, the pandemic, the over-muscular governmental response, and the criminalization of otherwise ordinary thoughts and actions by American citizens. So, with the express risk of having leftists' heads explode in real time, merely by hearing a contrary point of view, it's a risk, by the way, I'm willing to take. Let's keep talking about this topic, shall we? Like when I tell you straight that I'm going to tell you straight because I was quite ill with COVID. You've heard this before, but let's go over it again for the newcomers. Just after Christmas, I got sick. My doctor argued with me, but then relented, called me back, and said, all right, I'll write you the script for ivermectin and Z-Pak. I wasn't going to take it, but I drove to get it. I had to drive more than an hour to go pick it up because pharmacies, most won't sell it either. But I was able to find it an hour just over away. Ivy and I drove down there, picked it up. A couple of days later, I was going downhill fast. So I took it live on this program. Live on this program on December 30th, I took ivermectin and the Z-Pak. 6 or 8 hours later, I was symptom-free. Symptom-free. I don't know. You tell me. That's my personal experience with COVID-19. Does this mean I need to be silenced? Well, for some, probably yes. But I will tell you the truth about what happened to me, and I always will. To the best of my ability, I will always tell you the truth every single time. It's my job. And unlike other journalists, I take it seriously. And I'm sorry if my explanations and my experiences and what I see and what I witness doesn't fit neatly into their little box. I don't care. I've been around for a long time. Critical thinking still functions with me. I can look at things and say, you know what, that doesn't line up with what I'm seeing. That doesn't make sense to me. And I will tell it to you straight. And I'll focus on making sure I give you the facts as I know them, no matter what it means. No matter who doesn't like it, whether it's a Democrat or a Republican or everybody. If they don't like what I'm saying, too bad. The freedom of speech is still alive right here. God bless America. So let's get to it, shall we? Dr. Robert Malone, appearing in front of senators like Republican Ron Johnson, says the damage done to kids is never going to be fixable. Never going to be fixable. Here he is.
If I may quote, in May of 1995, Nelson Mandela said, "There can be no keener revelation of a society's soul than the way in which it treats its children." In my opinion, our public policies in managing this have had a particularly strong adverse effect on our children, and vaccine mandates for our children are completely unjustified at this point.
completely unjustified. That's been true from the beginning for children's vaccines. And for the record, and at the risk of getting more nasty emails, which I will, I had two shots of the Pfizer vaccine prior to getting sick, fully vaxxed at the time. Not anymore, of course, because I'm not up to date, and I guess I never will be. Having had two shots and the illness providing natural immunity, from what I've read, that makes me a superhero. And, of course, I like to delude myself into believing exactly that. Anyhow, so Dr. Malone, as you know, was there for the Defeat the Mandates rally in Washington. And he said the bedrock truth is this. The bedrock truth is if there is risk in the vaccines, which there is some risk, clearly. We've seen young people die of heart issues, myocarditis, and other issues. And children don't have bad outcomes from the virus unless they have really severe pre-existing conditions. The chance of dying, if you're 18 or under, the chance of dying in America from COVID is just under 1 in 1 million. Think about that. 1 in 1 million. It's not exactly a high-risk situation. It's more dangerous for a high school kid to drive to school. Period. Dr. Pierre Corey says the bottom line is the bottom line of how much money people are making at some very big corporations. Listen to this.
To sit here and point fingers and they're doing this wrong and that wrong, why are they doing this? There could be multiple reasons. The simplest and most easily understandable and provable is every vaccine, every of these you know, these novel patented high cost drugs is profits. They are putting profits ahead of patients. You know, we can call attention to all of these policies. They are non-scientific. They're failing at having scientific support, yet they're being carried out and they're being distributed across the country. And doctors and states and health departments are willingly accepting this without question, without critical thinking. And that's what I want us to be clear that we're calling attention to today. This is corruption, plain and simple. It's corruption.
Profits in front of patients. Might be some truth to that. But do not throw out everything that Big Pharma does. I'll get back to that because I talked about that a lot with people sending me notes. We'll get to that. Here's what I want to share with you now. Here's a crazy story that we're going to try to keep up on and figure out what happened here. 100 lab monkeys were involved in a motor vehicle accident in Pennsylvania, right? Happened a couple of days ago. One woman who stopped to help the monkeys in the crash put her hands inside one of these are lab monkeys, all right? They're involved in this crash. Lab monkeys in Pennsylvania, about 100 of them, right? Woman tried to help out. She now has had her eyes turned pink. She is not well. She is sick. She's begun courses of antiviral drugs and treatments to prevent rabies. Not sure what she has. But pretty frightening when lab monkeys infect those that stop to help. We'll have more in a moment right here on the Steve Gruber Show. Don't go anywhere.
Peppers from Argentina, blueberries from Canada, and corn from Mexico. What are we doing? It's time to wake up, America, support our family farmers, and defend our nation against an invasion of foreign food. It's time you support Patriot Foods. Patriot Foods is an American-only produce brand supporting U.S. farms and donating a portion of every purchase to U.S. veterans. Join the movement to buy American and eat American. Go to patriotfoods.com. Patriot Foods will even ship your order for free. Patriotfoods.com. PatriotFoods.com.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
Do you have what it takes to be an entrepreneur? Have you done your due diligence on the most important component of your new business? You. Introducing the Grind Score, a tool to help you analyze how you will impact your startup. The Grind Score is a 24-question quiz developed by co-founder and co-CEO of Big B Coffee, Michael McFaul. Get his real-world insight and feedback on what he has seen work and not work in the startup. Go to thegrindscore.com and start your journey. That's thegrindscore.com. TheGrindScore.com.
Attention all Bridge Card users. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? Farmers markets are a place where Michigan families can connect with local farmers and purchase fresh, healthy produce. Now that opportunity is available to even more Michigan families. Thanks to the Michigan Farmers Market Association and our partners, many farmers markets across the state now accept Bridge Cards. To find one near you, visit mifma.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.